Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anthony, you really know when to pull that hour opener out, when I need a good chuckle. Is Anthony Amphibious. What a legend. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are live at Care First Arena, where we are an hour and a half from tip-off between the Liberty and the Mystics. Warm-ups underway, players walking by. I thought it was miscommunication. We were talking about a bunch of different stuff with the Mystics PR staff and a bunch of different options, and unfortunately, we're not going to have Georgia anymore. I thought we were, but we were talking about something else, and long story short, we've just said, you know what, next time. So we'll get everything squared away at a future date. So if you're looking forward to hearing from Georgia Amore, I was too, but that's not going to happen today. So what we're going to do over the next hour here is preview the NBA Finals, because it starts tonight. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, and it's the NBA Finals. Like, this is Zach Lowe does this thing every year on his podcast, Anthony, where he is like, hey, reminder, you know, we talk about all these trades. We talk about all this free agent stuff. We talk about contracts. We talk about all the drama and the behind the scenes and this and who's mad at who. This is why we play the games. The whole point of the NBA's existence is to decide the champion that will be decided in the next 4 to 7 games between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. And from a basketball standpoint, I cannot think of a more fun matchup that between, you know, one team from the East, one team from the West, with the possible exception of if the Celtics had stayed completely healthy. Healthy Porzingis, healthy Jaylen Brown, healthy Jason Tatum. That versus this Oklahoma City team, that would have been really fun. The Cavs would have been fun, but I think Oklahoma City probably runs over Cleveland. And they might run over Indiana. But this Indiana team presents a couple of unique problems and a couple of unique challenges, which is why they found themselves in this spot. They've been one of the best teams in the league since the All-Star break, and I am just beyond excited to watch these two teams go at it. And what I hope is a long series, but, you know, we'll see, because Oklahoma City is really, really good. Could be 4 or 5.
I'm excited too, man. I'm lost for words right now. That's how giddy I am right now for this finals matchup. But I'm not going to lie, like, when I think about initially when I was thinking about this series, I definitely did think I was looking at a Thunder sweep or a Thunder, you know, in five. But I got to give the Pacers some respect, and also just, like, look at who could be difference makers in this finals. And the fact that they don't have, like, just one single guy that, like, kills you, they have, you know, a plethora of guys. I think guys like Miles Turner or even Pascal Siakam, those two would be the two guys I'm looking at as potential X factors for this series. One, because Miles can, you know, pull Hartenstein away from the basket and really stretch. So that will allow people to get to the basket. So that's sort of kind of what I'm looking at. I think the guard play on both sides is going to be interesting to watch. But those bigs, Pascal Siakam and Miles Turner, I think those are the two X factors.
They've got to be. But I also think there's a chance. You talk about Hartenstein. We'll call him Josh.
Other. I don't know.
I don't know how much he's going to play in the series. Because Oklahoma City has enough depth that they've got options that if it's just one big out on the floor, and we're treating Siakam as a small here, right? He's a wing. He's not power forward, bully ball, Pascal Siakam, who will take, you know, I know he's skinny, he's a rail, but like he will take a smaller dude and be like, oh, you're gonna stick that two guard on me? He's dead. I'm going to back him down underneath the rim and dunk on his head. Or probably just lay the ball in. But, you know, if you're Oklahoma City and you've got Alex Caruso on the bench, why wouldn't you just start Caruso and be like, all right, fine. We've got SGA, we got Dort, we got Caruso for all your perimeter guys, and they're all going to be in a mess. And maybe we'll hide SGA on, you know, we'll hide SGA on Nembhard and hope that, you know, hey, if you want to put the ball in Andrew Nembhard's hands a ton and try to attack SGA, like, fine. It's out of Tyrese Halliburton's hands. But if I am Mark Daigneault and the Oklahoma City Thunder, for 48 minutes, Tyrese Halliburton is getting guarded by Alex Caruso or Lu Dort. Like, they've got other guys that are good defenders. Those two might be two of the five best perimeter defenders in the league. It's like them, Drew Holiday, pick a couple other guys. I would just make Caruso, or I would make Halliburton's life miserable in the way that Indiana did to Jalen Brunson in the last series. We're going to press you 48 feet, and you're just going to eat a defender the entire time. You're not going to be able to get out in transition. None of this nonsense where you're getting a free run off a made basket and you're getting, you know, fast break points off a make, nevertheless a miss. Like, if your job, if you're Lu Dort or Alex Caruso, your job is, even when you're on offense, have some tangential awareness of where Tyrese Halliburton is, and do not let him start a fast break. And that's how I would treat it, is I would be trying to make sure that while I know the pace is going to be fast, I don't want Halliburton being the one to dictate it.
Yeah, but I feel like Rick Carlisle, and again, we talked about this, I think probably Monday, when we found out the Pacers were going to the finals. But Rick Carlisle, like, I think the coaching experience in this series will come into play. And I think Rick Carlisle probably understands what the Thunder are going to try to do to Tyrese. So he's going to probably have Pascal bringing up the ball, Nembhard bringing up the ball, maybe even Nesmith to, you know, combat what the Thunder do best and you know, take some of the stress off of Tyrese Halliburton.
But the question I would have in reverse is, like, yes, less stress on Halliburton is good, but is the ball in other people's hands good? Like, that's the rub, to use that term again, is, okay, fine, you're taking the ball out of Tyrese Halliburton's hands because you don't want to get him pressed 94 feet. How do you get the ball back in his hands? And ultimately, the best thing is just him having the ball moving quickly. And so how do you recreate that? And maybe it is moving him off the ball and trying to get him moving off some DHOs, dribble handoffs, trying to get him moving off some pin-down screens, trying to get him to move in different places where he can get the ball going downhill and kind of create, let's call it, a secondary break type of situation. I think all of that is on the table as possibilities, but this Indiana team, part of what's made them great is they have a distinct point of view. They have distinct, identity pieces, and Tyrese Halliburton getting the ball and going is maybe the strongest identity piece that they have. And so when you've got the ball pressure that Caruso puts on you, when you've got the ball pressure, the torture chamber that Lu Dort has, how does that play into what has made Indiana excellent in this series? I think the other interesting thing, though, is some of the unique ways that that Oklahoma City plays and makes your life miserable as a defense might not apply for Indiana, because I think they've got some unique pieces that can allow them to unlock a defense that basically no one has been able to unlock the entire season. Your thoughts on the NBA Finals, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're talking about it more next here on The Hoffman Show. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa Chicken. How you want it at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We're live at Care First Arena, so if you hear a ruckus in the background, don't worry. It's just DJ Heat spinning the best that she's got. So we're live tonight. 7:30 is the tip-off time between the Mystics and the Liberty. So we will actually, Anthony, do we have that game live on our air tonight? I think we actually do, even though it's co-streaming on Amazon. You wanna take a quick peek at that real quick? Maybe.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So you can get that. There. So, we will, have that tonight. About an hour 15 from now, Commissioner's Cup action. We'll preview it coming up at 6:30, but continuing to talk about the NBA Finals, which also begin tonight, 8:30 on ABC. The Indiana Pacers present something that just not a lot of teams do. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show, which is against most teams, you can hide a, I don't want to necessarily say just hide a bad defender, which, you know, you can. Teams have done that forever. You know, you find the one guy who's not really that much of a threat offensively, he's not super involved in the offense, and they can go play patty cake in the corner, right? But if you think about a team like the Pacers, they have five players who can pass, dribble, shoot, create. They're constantly in motion. And so because of that, you don't have anywhere to hide a defender. And more so than just you don't have anywhere to hide a defender, you have some pieces such as Miles Turner or Thomas Bryant that are bigs that can pull the opposing team's big away from the rim. So if you have Chet Holmgren, right, who is – for as mobile as Chet is offensively, for as well as he moves around, for as comfortable as he is offensively on the perimeter, he's not a guy that is actually a great, like, switchable defender, right? He is best when he can hang out by the rim, be long and athletic, and swat your shot into next week. And so what happens when he's got to go guard Miles Turner in the corner? What kind of lanes does that open up? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the defender that the Thunder hide to the largest extent. What happens when they put him in a million ball screens? Because, okay, Aaron Nesmith, that's where you're going to try to hide him? Just a spot-up shooter? Well, it turns out he's not just a spot-up shooter. We can set him as a screener and get him involved in pick and roll that way, or we can put the ball in his hands and get him involved in pick and roll that way. And we're going to try to get where SGA has to switch. Like, they'll run, I would assume, a ton of guard-guard pick and rolls where, okay, who's SGA guarding? Now that player, whether it's the ball handler or the screener, is in action with Tyrese Halliburton, and you get Tyrese to get the switch, whether as he's got the ball or you just have him, you know, kind of hold on the screen, get that switch. Now you pop out, get the ball, and we're good. Now, not to get too deep into the weeds here, but Oklahoma City is very good at pre-switching things. Oh, you're going to try to get SGA involved? Well, we're gonna bring up that guy in pick and roll. Nope. We're going to switch that defender, and SGA is just going to hang out in the paint or hang out in the corner, no matter who's in the corner. We're going to have Chet Holmgren switch, no matter who is in the corner. Like, there's just so many different ways that you're going to see this chess match if you're paying attention for it. But Indiana at least presents those challenges in a much larger way than other teams do in the NBA, where there is always typically some level of weak link.
Yeah, and I would agree. And I think, I mean, I would just sing the praises of the Thunder. Just because, again, all season long, they've been the best team in the NBA. Led by Shea, we've seen, you know, dramatic improvement by Chet Holmgren. We've seen guys buy in with Jalen Williams. And I think the thing that makes me, you know, so enamored with the team itself is the fact they all know who, you know, their leader, who their best player is. And they don't, you know, try to go outside of their roles kind of thing. I think when you look at, you know, the other big threes, when you had KD, you had James Harden, you had Russell Westbrook, you know, it was sort of kind of, all right, you get the ball, you do what you do, you get the ball, you do what you do. There was no, like, cohesive, you know, I mean, I guess there was some cohesion, but there was no, all right, KD's the best player, and then, you know, everybody else play their roles kind of thing.
No, Russell Westbrook has never been convinced he's not the best basketball player on any floor he's been in on his entire life.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when James and Russ were there, they had a tough time, you know, just yielding to him. And it was sort of kind of because Kevin Durant didn't, you know, demand it, or he wasn't demonstrative in saying it. So I think with this team, they understand Shea's their guy. They're going to, you know, follow behind him. And it's worked wonders for them. Jalen Williams has had a phenomenal year. He's NBA All-Third Team. And he also ended up on the NBA All-Defensive Team. So I think the fact that you have that being a role player, like understanding his role, I think it's really what is so impressive about this team.
Yeah, for sure. There was a great piece in The Athletic today by John Hollinger, who formerly at ESPN was with the Grizzlies for a little bit, now writes for The Athletic. And John wrote about Sam Presti and how Presti's first team that he built, the Durant, Westbrook, Harden team, and the way that they did that, was much more just a collection of talent than it was something that was true to what he would call, like, Presti ball, right? Sam Presti, for those that don't know, the Oklahoma City Thunder general manager, was born and raised, if you will, within the San Antonio Spurs system. He was a 23-year-old who got an internship and then ultimately got a job and rose very quickly in the San Antonio organization, and by the age of 29 got the Seattle Supersonics, soon to be Oklahoma City Thunder, a general manager's job. And with that came a ton of draft capital because he immediately had the second pick, and he traded Ray Allen and got the fifth pick, took Kevin Durant, Jeff Green. Then the next year, they're still bad. They take Westbrook. The next year, they take Harden. And so they have these three players that are unbelievably talented. Two picks, by the way, in Harden and Westbrook that people were kind of like, ah, you sure? At the time, like, they weren't the consensus guys at those draft slots. And obviously, they were correct. They both were future MVPs. He drafted three future MVPs in a row with his first or three of his first four draft picks. That's crazy. That's bananas. And so that team was so talented that obviously they were going to go far. But this team which was built on the back of the Westbrook and Paul George trades. This team is built much more in the selfless San Antonio style, where the star has no or as little ego as you can find in an NBA superstar. And that was an interesting part of Hollinger's piece, on top of the insight into Presti, was Hollinger was still with Memphis, and they had like the fourth pick the year that SGA came out. And so he did a full scouting report on him, and he's like, there hasn't been a player since Tim Duncan who was as like well-revered from a character side. Obviously, the Grizzlies should have taken Shea, as should have every other team that passed on Gilgeous Alexander in terms of what he would become as a player. But from a character standpoint, he was a very, very, very known commodity. And it was very, very known that he was this like A++++ selfless kind of guy. And if you know the guy can become a superstar, well, then you obviously would take him. They didn't know that part. But because they get Shea in this trade for Paul George, and he develops into this, and now he is their centerpiece, like you said, he's so much easier to follow, and he is so adaptable, and the guy, and they put a real focus, and this should sound like good thing to Wizards fans, by the way, not only because it sounds similar philosophically, but one of the guys who was helping construct this team was Will Dawkins, who is now here. But if you were looking at this purely from the Oklahoma City side, the character of the collective means that all the individual pieces rise in a way that's really, you know, in a sporting sense, beautiful. And it's very similar to, if you want to put a different local spin on it, it's what the Magic of the Commanders was last year. Let's take some guys that are really, really talented, Jaden Daniels, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, surround them with like-minded people, and have the best possible output from every single piece, because our culture, our locker room, the way we go about our business is fully agreed upon, and we are all always rowing in the same direction. And so it's a really, really special team. But Indiana has a lot of the similar characteristics. Kevin Pritchard is the general manager, or the team builder. I think he's team president in Indianapolis, in Indiana, and he's one of the best of the last decade and a half, too. And ironically, they were both in the Pacific Northwest, because Pritchard was with Portland for a long time. Like, the multiple years of Portland winning, first Brandon Roy, and then LaMarcus Aldridge, and then having to switch off of Roy because his knee deteriorated, and going to Damian Lillard. Like, Kevin Pritchard built those teams, and then he left, and the Blazers have been in purgatory or hell ever since. So, like, a good GM matters a ton. And these two teams are incredibly well-built because the general managers are exceptional. And that, I think, is a lesson in this new NBA, where it's going to become even more important as a team-building position because of the salary, the aprons and the salary cap restrictions. Your scouting becomes really important. And making sure that you get the most and you develop these players, you get the most out of all the pieces. Like, I think this is the new model of the new NBA, even if it's not going to result in some of the dynasties that we've seen. Because, you know, like Hollinger, the one thing I disagreed with in Hollinger's piece is that, you know, this team, this Oklahoma City team, is set up to be dynastic in the way the Spurs were, or even better than the Spurs, the Warriors, because they're so young and they're so good. But those franchises at that time didn't have the team building restrictions that this one does. Because in 3 years, they're going to have paid Shea the super duper max. They're going to have to pay Jalen Williams a crazy amount of money. Chet's going to want a max deal. Like, how Presti handles this trio will define the next decade of the Thunder. Remember, the last time he had this much talent with the three of them, he kind of botched the Harden trade. He got like 5 cents on the dollar. So, are they the favorites? Yes. Are they set up? Would I rather be the Thunder than anyone else, because they also have a zillion draft picks in the next couple of years? Yes, absolutely. But this is going to put the new team building stuff to the test, and it's going to be really fun to watch Sam Presti operate through all that. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we'll take a quick minute to preview the game that we're at, the Mystics and Liberty, setting to go. 56 minutes now on the clock, about an hour until tip-off here on the Team 980. And then before we go, we will make our NBA Finals official predictions here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.